Welcome to GG Shorts with Joe Bags and Jake Dog.
Yes, sir. Right,
Jake Dog, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about favorite TV shows.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you about what your favorite movie is, but your favorite movie watching experiences.
Yeah, so for me personally, and you know, this is there was a time frame where Joe and I both, all we did was go to movies. It was just going to be something that was going to happen. You know, we had the AMC pass. We were constantly going to movies together, constantly doing that. And so actually looking back at the dates right now, it's this month, 5 and 4 years ago, or I'm sorry, 5 and 6 years ago, you and I went and saw Avengers Infinity War in April of 2018. And then in April of 2019, we went and saw Avengers Endgame together.
Right.
And we of course, we saw all the movies in between and stuff. But still to this day, there's this, like, you know how iPhones do that thing where, like, pictures will pop up and stuff. And there's a picture of you and me holding our movie buckets from Avengers
Endgame. Souvenir tins.
Yeah, the souvenir tins from Endgame. And I just remember sitting there in the theater with you and watching Endgame. And, you know, there's the part in the movie, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen a movie that's 5 years old, guys, my bad. But there's just that moment in the movie where we're sitting there. And, you know, there's the Avengers Assemble piece with Captain America. Everybody comes through the circles. You know, there's all that kind of happening.
Music that's behind it.
So amazing. And then, like, maybe 5 minutes later, there's the most iconic part of the movie to me, other than, you know, Tony Stark, you know, snapping his fingers and saying, I am Iron Man. But whenever Thor is fighting Thanos and they're having the big fight. Now, Captain America has always been my favorite Avenger without question.
Yeah.
Number one Avenger. I love Captain America. You know, sorry for being, you know, patriotic, guys. My bad. You know, but whenever he is fighting, Thor's fighting Thanos and the hammer gets picked up and you're like, what's going on? Oh my gosh. And just the roar of the crowd in the actual movie theater when they pan over and it is Captain America holding the hammer. Because it's just so spectacular, so amazing. And you're right. The music is great. Everything that's happening. The look on everybody's face. Everybody's screaming and shouting. And I'm like, shut up, shut up. I can't hear what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's just such an amazing scene in a movie. And, you know, just sitting there with you and just kind of us kind of culminating this, you know, four or five year experience of us just going to every single Marvel movie together and just it all culminating in that moment was just, I don't know, man. It's one of those things that I'll probably look back on in like 20 years and be like, that was special.
It is our version of Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, for sure. You know, it's one of those things that we'll sit down and we'll just watch that with our kids for the rest of our lives and be like, no, guys, you weren't there.
Right.
You didn't see it happen in theaters. Like, you weren't there when LaShawn McCoy ruined it for everybody and told us that Iron Man died. You weren't there when all of this happened. And, dude, honestly, even right now, just chills. Like, you know, just thinking about it.
I remember us going to dinner at Miller's Ale House after
the movie
Infinity War.
Yes.
And us just being so shook.
Devastated.
About what we saw. And
oh,
then there's
man.
A couple of other friends that went to a showing a little bit later on. They join us there, and we're just like sitting at the table.
Like just looking at our phones.
Disheveled and like what's happening right now. Yeah, no, I definitely remember that. On a much smaller scale, when Episode 7 Star Wars came out, because of course you're reintroducing a new trilogy. I was there for the opening night of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will also say that last year and it didn't have like the crowd, like the roars and everything like that, but sitting in the IMAX theater for the countdown and the atomic explosion for Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Where you knew going into it that, of course, I mean, it's Christopher Nolan, it's Cillian Murphy, you know it's going to be
fantastic,
amazing, and of course they've swept like all of the awards, but knowing that ahead of time going into it that CGI was not used at all for the atomic explosion and just being like, okay, how in the world did they do this? And then just having the Christopher Nolan-esque music that as it's counting down and then it goes dead silent and you see the nuke go off and it's just quiet, you know, and that was a super cool experience there in that moment. I will also say that an experience that hasn't happened yet, but I am super excited for
okay.
is coming up in May, next month,
okay.
the IMAX exclusive of The Blue Angels, the yes. documentary
yes.
that is produced by J.J. Abrams mm-hmm. and then also, what's his name, Powell, the actor who played in Maverick. Powell.
Yes, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yes.
So he and J.J. Abrams were the producers for this. It follows the Blue Angels over their last year's show season. So obviously, I mean, look, Pensacola is the cradle of aviation.
Absolutely.
It is limited showings, IMAX exclusively. Mm-hmm. To be able to be in a crowded theater of Blue Angel fanatics who are like the New York Yankees in this town, mm-hmm. That's how they're treated. That's how they're just admired and appreciated.
If you are a Blue Angel, you are absolutely top tier. And deservedly so. I mean,
and
you
to
know.
Be in the IMAX theater
watching
with a
it.
Full crowd of Blue Angel fans, not in Brooklyn, not in Chicago, not in California,
Los
to be
Angeles,
in
yeah.
their backyard
in Pensacola,
watching
right
that
here on Bayou Boulevard,
is going to be amazing,
dude. It's going to be awesome. And you know, I will say, movies since COVID have
Suck.
Just not been the same. Yeah, they're awful. But dude, just that lifetime that we had, you know, both of us pre-kids,
yeah.
me pre-marriage,
yeah.
you know, just that ability to just be like, you're walking down the hall, you've got your popcorn in one hand, you got your slushy that costs yeah. $9 for no reason whatsoever. And just that excitement of just like, yes, I'm going to see a movie. Another,
I remember texting you last year. I was like, hey, Jake dog. So, I think I'm at the point now, because I've got a daughter, and it's been just a long time since I've been in the movie.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to cancel the subscription.
Yeah.
And you're
I
like,
canceled it.
Dude, I canceled that months ago.
Yeah, it was
like,
forever.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
I didn't let you in on it. No, but also, you know, just another one that I'll say that was a great movie that we saw together that I just wasn't ready for it in the moment. Like
Can
when
I
was watching. Go ahead. What are you thinking? Where are you
21
at?
Bridges.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yes. Because when you're watching that movie, like halfway through it, you're like, this is such a basic movie. How is this going to be good? You know, and so to watch that movie, and I believe, what's his name? Had he already passed?
Chadwick Boseman.
I feel like he hadn't passed.
He hadn't passed away yet.
But he did like 2 months later.
Because he did Black Panther 2. Or
yeah.
No, he was in Black Panther 2.
Yeah, no, because they had to switch it up and go to the sister.
I feel like it was fairly close.
It was like
though.
2 months later, he passes away, just ran it. And you don't even know about it, but he was sick during that and stuff. But it was one of those ones where you're watching the movie and you're like, this is so basic. How is this working out this way?
Boom.
And then all of a sudden you're like, man, this has got to be one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In fact, it's on Netflix right now.
Oh, I've rewatched it.
And I've rewatched it at least two or three times in the last month, man. It is such a phenomenal movie. And it's awesome that you knew that's exactly what I was talking about. Great movie, dude.
All right, that's it for this episode of GG Shorts. Back tomorrow with another episode.
GG's. Love you, bro.